So we are up to Parak Shmuel Aleph Parak Chaf Gimel Pasuk Yud Aleph, and David is in the middle of a conversation, as it were, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Malbim says, because he uses the word Ba'avuri, because of me, on my account, that is an implication that he is concerned about what's going to happen in Ki'ila in the future, not what already happened. The word Biglal would mean what was already done is done, and there's going to be a punishment. Ba'avur means because right now there is something that can be fixed. Are they going to fix it? So is who going to fix it? So Hayaski Runi Va'ale Ki'ila V'yado. Will Ki'ila's office officials, the Ba'ale Ki'ila, are they going to hand me over? Hayered Sha'ul Kasher Shama Avdecha. So I've heard that Shaul is coming down. So are Ki'ila's officials going to hand me over to him? Does Shaul intend to go down, as your servant has heard? Is he coming? So that's the first question. Before we even get to what's Shaul going to do, the first question is he coming? Hayered Shaul Kasher Shama Avdecha? Hashem Elokei Yisrael Hagenola Avdecha. So Hashem, God of Israel, please tell your servant. Please let me know what's the next step. He doesn't say, what should I do? He says, what's going on? Give me the intelligence. Give me the recon. Is Shaul coming, and are they going to hand me over? Vayomer Hashem, Yered. And Hashem, without any equivocation, says, he will go down. He didn't answer the question yet about what the leaders of Ki'ila are going to do to me after I just saved their bacon. Kosher fake bacon. And he did answer the first question. Shaul's coming. So David asks again. Yudbez, Vayomer David, Hayas Giru Ba'ale Ki'ila Osives Anor Shai Biyad Shaul. So David very specifically says, so are the men of Ki'ila, the leaders of Ki'ila, going to hand me and my men over into Shaul's hands? Vayomer Hashem, Yas Giru. And Hashem said, yup. They will deliver. So the Chazal, the man Lois in particular, explains that the reason that this dialogue had to happen twice was that David asked his questions in the wrong order. The first sequence of events is that Shaul comes. The second event is that you get handed over cravenly into the hands of the person chasing you. So David asked, are they going to hand me over and is he coming? And Hashem answered the second question first because that was supposed to be the first question. He's coming. So David re-asked the second question, which I think is a mark of patience. And again, perception, because David understands, he only answered the question that should have been the first question. So I'll ask the question in the proper sequence. He corrects himself. So since he did it properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him properly, as it were, the second time. Now, the Urim V'Tumim can answer multiple questions at once, and we'll see that all the way in Parak Lamed when we get there, but if they're interdependent, if they're connected to each other. Now, the reason David asked his questions was that he knew very well that Shaul was coming. He had figured Shaul out. He knew Shaul better than any other commander knew anybody in warfare at that time. He had worked for him. He had been close to him. He was a son-in-law. So really, the ikkar question that he was asking was, can I count on the officials of Ki'ila to do what's right by me after I just saved them? So that's why he asked the questions he asked, and that's why he asked that second question twice. The Talmud Yerushalmi tells us that no matter what the sequence is, if you ask two questions at once, only the second question is going to be answered by the Urim V'Tumim. So it's very important when you daven to concentrate on each word, because each word is crucial when you are, as it were, speaking to HaKadosh Baruch. Yud Gimel, David now knows he's in danger. Vayakom David va'anoshav kishesh me'osish. So David and his men, about 600 men in all. Now, if I remember correctly, before it was only 400 men. Looking back, should have looked this one up before I came to this pasuk. But I believe David's number of men have increased somewhat. But 600 men is going to be the usual number that we're going to see with David on a regular basis from here on in. It's always going to be around 600 men. Yeah, back in Chav Beis, Pasuk Beis, It said Ke'arba Meosish. So David has expanded his group a little bit. And so they arose and by Yetsu Miki'ilah, they got out of Dodge as quick as they could. They left Ke'ilah. By Yishalchu Ba'asher Yishalachu. And they went wherever it was good to go. They went wherever they went, literally speaking. Ulishaul who got Kinim La David Miki'ilah. Ba'yechtal Lotzeis. And so it was told to Shaul that David had escaped from Ke'ilah. So he held back. He refrained from departing. So he didn't bother to depart to go to Ke'ilah in the first place, is what that means. Shaul was back presumably in Ramah, where he was staying with all of his court and his people. And he was going to head to Ke'ilah to grab him because he said, I locked him in. Plish them in front, me behind. But now Shaul realizes that David is gone from Ke'ilah, so there's no point in going there as well. Which is a good thing for the people of Ke'ilah. In a way, it was good that they were craven and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David of this, because it saved their lives. And again, maybe craven is a strong word. The king is coming with the entire nation at his back. What were they supposed to do if he came and demanded that David be handed over to him? But David got out. Now, the thing is, the Urim V'Tumim said Shaul was coming, Yerid. So how is it possible that something the Urim V'Tumim prophesied would happen does not happen? So for one thing, even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says something is going to happen, that does not deny Bechira. And people can choose in different ways to avert a fate that sometimes is going to come upon them. You can do tshuva. You can change the gzera, perhaps. So even though Hashem answered Shaul would descend and he would be handed over, both of those parties, Shaul and the leaders of Ke'ilah, had Bechira to not do that. When David left, it changed the scenario. It changed the timeline. And so now that Nevuah didn't have to come true. And second of all, it could be that David wasn't told what was definitely going to happen. He was told what was intended to happen at the time. When David said, is Shaul coming? Shaul did intend to come at that moment. When David said, are they going to hand me over? They did intend to hand him over at that moment. Their intentions, their designs, their plans were what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was revealing. And when David's actions short-circuited that plan, it did not come to pass.